Twitter account. Dan, thanks so much for your time.
Morning, Kane. How are you going?
What was your reaction when a not guilty verdict was handed down?
I was not surprised. I thought it was coming, although having said that, the longer they deliberated the jury for about an hour, and my thought was, excuse me, the longer that it went on, I suspected he was actually increasingly likely to be found guilty, because I just thought that not guilty was sort of the easy answer, and I thought, if it had gone on longer, it was more likely that they were trying to find a way to prove him, to find him guilty, if that makes sense. But I thought it was the right call under the rules. I think ultimately we can debate the merits of whether that action is good for the game in the long term, whether the rules need to change. But I thought that David McKay was not, was only acting within the rules, was doing what players, it's not really the issue at hand, but the fact that players have done it for a long period of time, I mean, if it's in the rules or not, the rules change, as we know. But I thought, as it stands in this point in time, he was being held to the rules, and I suppose that they were upheld for now, if that makes sense.
Mm. What did you make of the AFL's argument that essentially the way that he attacked the footy was at too much speed, and if any contact was made, it was always going to result in serious injury? I mean, they didn't have much that they could argue. What did you make of that case?
Well, Jeff Gleeson always argues things as well as he can, and he's he's always impressive just in his delivery. He's the AFL lawyer, I should add. I suppose when you actually step back and think that argument, I'm not sure it holds that much weight, because I just think, players are going to attack the ball at speed. That's footy. You played it at the highest level for a long period of time, and that's how it works. I think the public do as well. I know that players have to take others' welfare into consideration, but there is that sort of overriding principle. If players are attacking the ball, and it is deemed to be it is deemed to be reasonable, and I think this is one of those cases, and it really it goes back. Ultimately, last night's case found that accidents can under the rules, it reinforced the point that accidents can happen, and I think it was that argument was probably all he could have argued, as you said. But ultimately, the jury found that it didn't stand up.
So where to now for Steve Hocking and the AFL? As I said this morning, like, it's not a we sympathise with them. It's not an easy issue. I mean, in fact, it's probably the most difficult issue the AFL has faced in some time. How do we protect the head but not lose everything that makes the game great?
Yeah, look, it is an incredibly difficult issue. You're right, and I don't think there's an easy answer necessarily. I think they've got to spend the rest of the year. Maybe it's forming a subcommittee or really delving deep into the question as to what do they want the game to look like next year. I don't think you can change the rules on the run this year, but if you think that sort of thing is not in line with 2021 standards, and in light of all the issues with concussion and CTE, then they've got to think about how you can legislate against that. But that's, as you said, that would be a pretty dramatic change to the fabric of the game. So I think they really need to, spend the next, 4 or 5 months really delving deep, so that come October, November, as teams head into pre-season for 2022, they have a clear idea of what's reasonable. And if the decision comes that it's not, that action is not reasonable going forward, well, I think ultimately enough people, I would cop that, because I think it would be being done for the right reasons, but it's obviously going to be a pretty careful choice, because it would be a pretty significant change. It would alter the way the game's played. It's hard to argue that.
Mm. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your coverage of the case last night. It was comprehensive. You can check him out, Daniel Cherney, on social media at Twitter and also in The Age. Appreciate your coverage as always.
No dramas, Kane. Take care.
Back to your calls on 1300 736 736. Heaps of texts coming through. We'll get to as many of those as we possibly